Activists in Vieques, Puerto Rico have put out a call for support in their effort to begin broadcasting from their very own community radio station come next summer. After their successful struggle to get the U.S. Navy to stop using areas of the island for target practice, the activists received FCC permission to start a local community radio station, and they are asking for the public's support. Several musical artists are already contributing to the establishment of what will be called Radio Vieques. Organizers say they are in need of financial support and can also accept donations of equipment such as tape recorders and microphones. WBAI's Jose Santiago spoke with Robert Rabin of the Committee for the Rescue and Development of Vieques, who is serving as project director for Radio Vieques.
Radio Vieques is a project, a Vieques community project, to establish an FM nonprofit educational radio station. The Committee for the Rescue and Development of Vieques received an FCC license or construction permit to operate frequency 90.1 FM that covers this area of Vieques and the eastern region of Puerto Rico, including the communities of Culebra, Ceiba, and Naguabo, which are also communities like Vieques affected during decades by U.S. Navy activity. We hope to be online, and we hope to be transmitting by 30 June of 2013, as required by the FCC regulations. The project we've been working on for a couple of years now, we're trying to find the funding, the approximately $150,000, to get the equipment needed to begin transmission.
Mm-hmm. Could you clarify for us what your needs are right now in terms of what kind of building construction do you have to do and where you are with that and what you need support for?
We have a space already prepared for the main studio here in Vieques. We need to equip that space with the studio equipment and materials. We also need to buy the antenna and the transmitter. The antenna will be placed and the transmitter at a tower location on the island of Culebra, the adjacent also Puerto Rican municipality island, just slightly east of Vieques. The funding fundraising program we have ongoing now is to buy the antenna, the transmitter, and studio equipment.
And I know that you have had quite a bit of support from the artist community. Also, you have something in place for people to be able to contribute to the effort. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, people can log on to the website for Artists for Media Diversity. That's a4md.org. And you'll find our virtual album that includes a diversity of artists from Puerto Rico, from the United States, including Calle Trece, who donated the song La Bala, a very important song of social conscience. Also, Willie Nelson donated a song to us, as well as Puerto Rican singer-songwriters Soraida Santiago, Roy Brown, Tito O'Hare, among others. And our Viequense hip-hop singers, Lady M and M Sinatra. It's a great album. Chavela is participates in that, and Miriam Perez. It's a great list, 17 songs. And you can download that at the website, A4MD, that's Artists for Media Diversity, and you can find them with be easily on the internet, Artists for Media Diversity, and that's on their website. You'll find the Artists for Vieques album.
Now, your organization was very central in getting the Navy to stop using your island for bombing practices and other military maneuvers for decades and decades. What's the nature of your programming going to be, and is going to be an extension of that effort?
Yeah, the Radio Vieques will be an important tool for the recovery and the healing of our island, of the island and the people of Vieques, as well as people in the region. So we hope to use Radio Vieques in the ongoing struggles for the environmental cleanup that has been going on for 10 years and will go on for probably another several decades. It's a gigantic project, cleaning up after half a century of military bombing, over a trillion pounds of explosives dropped here in a half century, a severe health crisis, social and economic crisis as well. And so we want to use Radio Vieques to help push those issues, as well as to give a voice to young people, older people, women, to provide a mechanism for educational projects for our schools. We want to, well, there'll be music, there'll be sports. Again, we hope this will be a tool basically to better the quality of life of the people of Vieques and this region of Puerto Rico. Mm-hmm.
Now, aside from the music album that people could download, is there any other way for people to be able to contribute?
Yes, people can donate to our committee. They can send donations to our committee. This is the Committee for the Rescue and Development of Vieques, and that's P.O. Box 1424, and that's in Vieques, Puerto Rico. The zip code is 00765. We hope very soon to have a website up with a PayPal button for people to donate. We don't have that functioning right now, but people can also call us at 787-375-0525 to get more information, and you can find our information on the Artists for Vieques website at artistsformediadiversity.org.
You mentioned that you need to be up and running by the 30th of June. If you can't get it organized by then, do you lose your license, or what happens?
Yeah, this is a real danger, so we are in urgent mode. This is very urgent for us now because of that the FCC-imposed calendar.
Obrer Rabin is Project Director of Radio Vieques. He spoke with WBAI's Jose Santiago.